Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and I want to take our microphones up to Albany, New York, to the Irish American Heritage Museum, and to its director, executive director, somebody who we've spoken with on this program a few months ago when Ryan Mahoney took over as the chief cook, bottle washer, the lot. Ryan Mahoney, how are you?
Very good, Adrian. Thanks for having the museum on again.
You were missing in action when we were there on this Saturday, but for a very good reason, because the Irish American Heritage Museum was presenting the Irish and the Erie Canal and the exhibit. But tell us about the exhibit itself.
Yeah, we were on the road out in Rochester, New York. They were having a whole Irish and the Erie Canal conference, highlighted by our exhibit out there, talking about the Irish involvement from the original concept all the way to the completion of the canal. So we were very thrilled to be a part of that day.
Tell us about the mission and indeed the history of the American Irish Heritage Museum.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole idea behind the Irish American Heritage Museum is to have people look into their own culture. What we like to say is that we preserve and tell the story of the contributions of the Irish people and their culture in America, hopefully inspiring individuals to examine the importance of their own heritage as part of the ultimate American cultural mosaic. So that's the big boilerplate statement. But what we really do is interpret all aspects of Irish culture, Irish heritage, Irish history, just to allow people to learn more about their own culture. And you don't necessarily have to be Irish to enjoy the museum. We use the Irish population as a case study for German immigrants or for, you know, Mexican immigrants, because the Irish story is so similar to that of other immigrant populations.
Now, of course, you go back almost 30 years. You know, the Irish American Heritage Museum, it was created by New York State Legislature back in 86, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1986. At that time, the museum was originally located down in East Durham, right in the middle of the Catskill Mountains,
which we were very familiar with indeed. Yeah,
yeah, and then a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, the museum moved up to the Capital District and opened its doors here to have a year-round facility. And it's really increased the amount of attendance at our programs. It's allowed us to do year-round programming and get into the schools, which is really focused on our educational mission.
Right. Now, I was there on Saturday with a cousin of mine who's also a supporter there, Dr. Louis Byrne, originally from Kilkelly, and we were absolutely amazed at the massive progress that has been made. First of all, it's quite a large facility. And
yeah, deceptively, yep.
And it is, it's not somewhere in Albany. You're smack on Broadway, smack in the middle of the Capitol District there.
Yeah, you take a 2-minute walk and you're at the State Capitol building.
Yeah. The amount and the number of activities throughout the year, again, is something that has been added tremendously to over the last couple of years. There's always something actually happening at the museum.
Yep, absolutely. And this past year, the museum's board really dedicated itself to offering a unrivaled programming schedule in the Capital District. For example, coming up in November, we've got a book lecture on the Irish Bridget, which is focused on Irish immigrant women in domestic service. Mm-hmm. We do a ton of genealogy programs. And this actually all led to the museum receiving the 2014 Partners in Education Award from the Capital District Council for the Social Studies, which we couldn't be more proud of.
A very significant award. And also, you know, in the history of the museum itself, the museum played a significant role in fact going back to a period where post Hugh Carey and the Pataki administration getting the famine, the Irish famine, on the New York State school curriculum was indeed something that was considered to be very much New York City. However, throughout the state, the museum played more than its part in getting that to be a reality.
Yeah, the museum was very involved with that, and as a result of that, they also produced a really interesting look into the Great Famine for an exhibit that travels across the country. So it's available to places in New York. It's been down in New Orleans, Baltimore, all over.
Is the museum is also connected with another larger the North American Reciprocal Museum. How does that work?
Oh, you did pick up a lot of literature this weekend. Yeah, the North American Reciprocal Program. At certain levels of membership, for us it's the $100 level or above, buying a membership here at the museum gets you free into over 700 museums across North America. So that includes Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Just, I think, every state is now represented. So you could buy a membership at the Irish American Heritage Museum, and if you were planning a vacation in California, you could get into about 40 or 50 different museums for free out there.
But also, in addition to the convenience and the availability of that, how does that work into the Irish American Heritage Museum? Does that help you in getting, as you've mentioned a couple of times there, getting the show on the road, so to speak?
Yeah, well, we talked about all of our programming. 99% of all of our programming is offered for free. We survive on things like our memberships and on donations. Our doors would not be opened if it were not for these memberships or for people coming in, giving out donations. So, yes, it's a great benefit that we offer, but those memberships really keep us alive.
There's an upcoming event, one which actually is coming up on next Saturday, the 1st, November 1st. Tell us about that.
Yeah, November 1st is actually our biggest fundraising night, and it's a great event. It's the 2014 Governor Hugh L. Carey Awards Gala. This is the second year the museum's done this, and this year we're honoring William Kennedy, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author located right here in Albany. And we're also honoring Sister Catherine Graber, who's accepting on behalf of the Religious Sisters of Mercy. And we're hoping to have a great night for this. There couldn't be two more well-deserving recipients, and we're really, really excited about November 1st.
And indeed, somebody who has been very supportive of the museum is your Master of Ceremonies, I think a very well-known name in political circles. The now retired Honorable Gerard Jennings.
Yeah, Jerry Jennings has been very involved with the museum from its induction here into Albany, and we're lucky to have him on board. And we also have the current mayor, Kathy Sheehan, acting as one of our honorary co-chairs, along with our new ambassador, Consul General of Ireland, the Honorable Barbara Jones.
Good. All of this now takes place at at the Desmond?
Yep, at the Desmond, which is located on Albany Shaker Road, right here in Albany, New York. And again, November 1st, it's taking place at 6 p.m. People can pick up, tickets are still available if you call the museum at 518-427-1916. We can hook you up. Or if you go on our website and you want to look up some information, that's irish-us.org.
What we do know is last year, before the event itself, many people who had let it go until the last minute, you were at capacity, and there's no reason to believe that the same should not happen this year.
Yeah, we were turning away people last year, so if you want tickets, make sure you call up right away.
Tell us a little bit about Bill Kennedy. We, of course, William Kennedy The Pulitzer Prize winning author, we associate him with Ironweed.
Yeah, Bill Kennedy, he's a novelist, a playwright, a screenwriter. He's quite busy, but he might be best known for his Albany cycle of novels, most notably Ironweed, which was made into an acclaimed film, which starred Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep, who I believe both were nominated for Academy Awards from that production. Bill Kennedy has really put Albany on the map. I consider him a historian as well. One writer said that he's a writer who captures time, transforms it, and then guides it forward into the present for his readers to consume. If anyone's done as much to promote Irish-American culture in the Capital District, then Will Kennedy, it'd be hard to find.
Absolutely. And again, that quotation there comes from Colin McCann, Irish author.
Yes.
Colin McCann.
I couldn't remember the name off the top of my head.
And the Sisters of Mercy, of course, an Irish founded organization, founded by Mother Catherine Macaulay in Dublin back in 1831, continues to serve, has served America and the world for 150 years.
Yeah, absolutely. They served the world for 150 years. And we like to recognize that, but we also like to recognize their local effect here in the Albany area, especially with St. Peter's Hospital. They helped found St. Peter's Hospital, and they've also been very influential in establishing programs for the needy women and children. And we couldn't be happier to have Sister Catherine Graber involved with this award ceremony. She's been involved with the St. Peter Hospital Foundation's Board of Trustees. She also serves on the Board of Trustees at Maria College, which is right next door to St. Peter's. And this award doesn't necessarily have to be people from the Capital District. It just happened this year. These two people fit in perfectly with the criteria that we were looking at.
Yes. Now, also, I think it would be worth pointing out that a strong feature in your museum in Albany encompasses the gift of the Paul O'Dwyer Library.
Yes, the O'Dwyer family, as you know, has been very involved with the museum for a long time now. And our Paul O'Dwyer, I can't even talk right now, our Paul O'Dwyer Library has a great collection of Irish-American resources. We just picked up a fantastic record collection from, I believe that was you.
I'm delighted, and also that book, that will be for another day, but yes, my entire record collection from my, what is now 44 years in radio, found a great home and house in Albany, and I understand that a lot of those records are being digitalized, and I'm very happy again to contribute to that. But you do so many functions, and again, I'm happy that you pointed out that this is not strictly Irish, that you have a great interest from many other groups in the Albany, particularly in the Capital District and the melting pot there, many of whom are also terrific contributors.
Absolutely. We're always developing new relationships. And in Albany, we're also the home to the Italian-American Heritage Museum. So we do some great partnerships with them, looking to expand our mission. We're always developing new programs. For example, we're in the planning stages with the Story Circle from Proctors, looking to develop a storytelling series right here at the museum that will happen once a month. And that will give exposure to local storytellers from all over the state. It's really going to bring a whole new element of the arts to downtown Albany that hasn't been there before.
And the timing couldn't be better because there is a huge redevelopment of that entire area, which is now in the beginning stages. That whole area is about to get a tremendous facelift.
Yeah, well, we're really excited about that. Albany is definitely a redeveloping city, and we'd like to think that the museum is one of the anchors here on the Lower Broadway area that's going to help draw people in. with all of our programming going on a weekly basis, with our rotating exhibits, with all that we offer. So we're really hoping we can help bring people to downtown Albany and help the city thrive again.
Our guest friends, Ryan Mahoney, he would be in Mahoney, the other side of the pond, but he's the executive director of Irish America Heritage Museum, located again at 370 Broadway in Albany. The telephone number, 518-427-1916, and the website, which is very easy to remember, it is www.irish-us.org. Again, Ryan, we were delighted to be there, and again, wish you all the success in the world, because you deserve it.
Well, thank you for all your support. We couldn't do it without people like you, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you indeed. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I want to give you that the telephone number again, which you should be able to remember quite easily because of its association with 1916, 518-427-1916, the website www.irish-us.org.